I'm Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts, and I have Kim Kennedy with us today.
Hi,
co-hosting.
Renee.
Hello, and we have Dawn Cotillo today from Be Balanced Hormone Weight Loss Centers. Hi, Dawn. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm excited to be here. This is going to be a great topic, I think, today. Very interesting.
Yes, the topic today is weight loss for women over 40, and I know I can relate to this topic. I think everyone's made their New Year's resolutions and have broken them already, so it's very timely to have you on today, Dawn.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, in February. Perfect. I'm happy to be here.
So tell us why it's so much harder to lose weight over 40. Please give me some tips.
Well, here's the funny thing. I think we all know that kind of for women, it's a little bit harder to lose weight than men, just in general, kind of at any age. Even if it was two teenagers, it would be a little harder. People tend to think, well, as I get older, I'm just doomed to be this size or have low energy or, you know, have a muffin top or whatever after the age of 40. I like to say, no, that doesn't necessarily have to be.
That's encouraging.
But there's imbalances that happen in the body, and they can start at a young girl. I'm going to take you from a young girl on up. They start at the body at a young age. So naturally, as you get older, an imbalance, if it's there, is only going to get worse, right? If you have a crack in your house, and if you don't fix it, it's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger. So these imbalances start sometimes at a young age. Now, here's an example. Young girls, and we are talking about hormones here, so there might be a few references to these types of things, but young girls have bad PMS around their period time, right? We kind of know that, get grouchy, get cravings. That imbalance is the same imbalance that through time gets worse, that after 40 or even after menopause, gets so worse that causes women not to be able to lose weight.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
It does.
It
starts young. I don't believe our bodies, God meant us to have bad PMS or bad menopausal symptoms or not be able to lose weight. So today I thought, let's get into just some real simple hormones 101 and explain what's going on. You know, why do we have these cravings? Why do we have PMS? Why do we have menopausal symptoms? It's all the same reason why we can't lose weight. So does that sound like we can delve into that good today a little bit?
We can delve into that. That sounds great. And do you talk about all the hormones in your book called The Hormone Shift, why all of this occurs?
Yes, I do. And I always make a joke. I say, if you want all the deeper and the scientific stuff, read my book. But I like to keep it real simple. So I'm going to make it super simple today. Basically, what happens is, and this is just for all women, and then we'll talk a little bit when you get older, it just gets worse after 40. But most of us living in our country are under a certain amount of stress. Young girls, they're in college, they're playing field hockey, they have deadlines, they have work to do. Women, as we get older, we have babies, we have husbands, we have jobs. So the stress gets worse. But in our country, it seems like we tend to not take the downtime that they do in other countries, like in South America, they take 2-hour naps. Europe, they take 2-hour naps.
I know. I'm in a siesta.
Yes. It's like, why don't we do that once in a while? That's why people come back from Europe. They look great. They're feeling great.
Yes.
So we have a lot of stress in our country, and even young girls feel it. Stress causes a hormone called cortisol. It's a stress hormone to go up. So cortisol was only supposed to go up once in a while when we saw a lion or a bear or if somebody puts a gun to our head, you know, very, very rare cases. It wasn't supposed to be high all the time. But in our country, because we're doing so much, the term paper, the kids, the job, the this, it's high all the time. And that's not really how it was meant to be. We were supposed to have a little bit of stress, but it's supposed to subside.
American lifestyle equals stress, don't you think, Dawn?
It's just, yes, the American lifestyle, we're doing too much. Now, we do like our lifestyle. We don't want to cut back. So my first thing is always like, hey, if you can cut back on your stress, do that. But you're never going to get rid of all of it, because here's what else raises cortisol. Artificial light. Well, aren't we all inside offices?
Oh,
computers.
Wow.
I'm sitting in front of a computer right now. I don't want to get too deep, but some of the electromagnetic fields and some of these other things, electrical appliances around us, that kind of stresses our body and raises cortisol. Lack of sleep raises cortisol. Eating foods with too much caffeine and sugar can raise cortisol. Pain, like I have back pain, that raises cortisol. So pretty much we can make a blanket statement saying that pretty much almost all women in our country, besides the emotional stress, there's physical stresses that raise cortisol. This raises the cortisol, does one simple thing. When the body cannot keep up with that crazy demand of us American women, it takes a hormone called progesterone, and it converts it to cortisol, and it leaves us low in progesterone. Now you say, well, who cares? What's progesterone? Well, progesterone's like your best friend. It, as far as weight goes, it's a fat burner. It speeds the metabolism. it is a diuretic. So if you're retaining a bunch of fluid, it gets rid of that. It steadies your blood sugar so you don't have cravings. But it also helps your mood and your sleep and decreases all PMS and menopausal symptoms.
Dawn,
so
are you saying that women with weight issues have a deficiency in?
They'll have a lower level of progesterone. I'm saying almost all women have it, but the reason it gets, and it causes PMS symptoms, it causes cravings, but genetically some people aren't as set up for weight gain, but when they get older, this imbalance just gets worse. And usually after 40 or 45, if a woman stops ovulating and she starts to go into the menopause, she produces even less progesterone. That's why it's worse. So young girls can get away with it. You know, they're active, they're this, they don't eat as much, whatever. But as a woman gets older and she gets a little less active and her progesterone goes even lower after 40 and 45 and gets even bottoms out around menopause, that hormone isn't there anymore. Now, what's the other big hormone that we talk about is estrogen. So estrogen does good things, and God gave it to us for good reasons, and we're happy about it. But when your progesterone is down, it leaves an imbalance with estrogen. And estrogen's like the opposite of progesterone. It makes you put on fat. It makes you hold on to fluid. It makes you hungrier and crave more. It makes you not be able to sleep. It makes you in a bad mood. And think about that. When you're in a bad mood and you can't sleep, you want a snack on, right? The Doritos and the chips and things.
Is that why I'm always in a bad mood, Dawn?
That's the thing. So it's that simple. It's high stress, drains progesterone, leaves dominance in estrogen, and that imbalance between estrogen and progesterone, which a young girl can have. Because if a young girl has any type of PMS or period problems or whatever, she's got it. But as you get older, it just makes it worse, and it starts to manifest more with your weight as you get older, especially after menopause or after 40.
It doesn't sound on like you are the kind of person who pushes a drug to correct this imbalance.
No. So we want to do things naturally. So what we call ourselves is we do natural hormone balancing, and that we really do that for the weight loss purpose, as well as mood and sleep and other things. So, you know, a lot of women hear about hormone replacement therapy, HRT. Mm-hmm. We're not replacing your hormones. We're kind of balancing them. We're not shoving things in your body. We're not giving you drugs. We're working naturally to do that. So a couple of things, if it's okay, I'll start to go into a couple of things you can do, and then maybe you can question me on some of these as I go through them. But one thing women can do as far as to raise their progesterone, is there's natural progesterone creams that you can actually rub on the skin. They go through the skin into the body, and they gently raise progesterone levels to make you immediately, within a couple days to a week, if you're using a good one, it'll immediately go into the body, and you feel, I don't have those strong cravings anymore, and I'm just sleeping a little bit better, and my mood is better. There are so many women that I see that are on a lot of the strong psychotropic drugs like Prozac, Paxil, Xanax. They can't sleep. They're jittery. They're not in a good mood, and they just don't want to cause duress to their family. So they say, well, let me get on this drug, and it'll stabilize my mood. But when you balance the hormones and bring up progesterone, progesterone naturally balances the mood. So that's one thing a woman can do. She can use a little bit of progesterone, and what it does is it balances out her estrogen. And progesterone has been proven safe long term. So let me say that and see if that makes sense. Kind of say it to you guys and see what questions you have. It's kind of just about that point.
Yeah, I have to say I haven't heard that before. And I don't mean like, that can't be because I've never heard it before. It just seems to me that as we advance in science, we're learning, we're getting to the root, and we're not treating the symptoms anymore. To me, a lot of times drugs are treating symptoms as opposed to getting to the heart of the issue. Renee?
I would agree. Where do we buy this type of lotion in order to achieve this balance?
Well, here's some tips on getting a good, and I put this in my book too, just tips on getting a good progesterone cream, is you want to look for something that is not alcohol-based. So it'll say on the label trans, because what that means is it goes directly into the bloodstream, and it will clear out in 8 to 24 hours. Kind of like vitamin B and C, right? You know, if you took extra vitamin B and C, I mean, you don't want to take the whole bottle, but if you took a little extra, you would just urinate it out. It wouldn't hurt you. That's what a good progesterone cream is like. They have them in health food stores. They have them online. Okay. It is, again, it is a little better to get one through a healthcare professional if you can. But the point you guys made about why haven't I heard about this, and this is why I'm proclaiming it in my book and getting out there in lectures, because you can't patent progesterone. so drug companies can't patent it and make it their own. So why would they want to invest a lot of money in advertising and talking about it? Because other people would be able to just duplicate it, and there wouldn't be money in it.
Understood.
Does that make sense? So it's almost like, you know, natural progesterone is like orange juice. I can say, hey, I have a really good orange juice by mine. It's organic, and you probably listen to me and buy it. But I can't sit here and say I'm the only one in the world that has orange juice, because I'm not. But what the drug company's doing, I'm not trying to, you know, slam on them. I'm just saying this is what happens. They take progesterone and they alter it slightly, and they turn it into something called progestins. They're not allowed to call it progesterone. It's called progestins. And that's like the Tang of orange juices. Now, you guys are old enough to remember Tang, right?
I remember Tang.
You're in my age group. Some of the younger people don't. And it has vitamin C in it, and it's orange. But, I mean, come on, it's not orange juice. It doesn't work near the same. So the fake progesterones are what's in the birth control pill, in Prempro, in the Depo-Provera shot. They do some things like progesterone, but here's the secret. They actually can cause fluid retention and cause weight gain. So they do the opposite of natural progesterone when it comes to your weight. So you just want to be careful. If you're taking something like the birth control pill, it is going to, over time, cause a little bit of weight gain. If you're on some type of synthetic Prempro, something like that. I'm using a couple brands. I hate to do that, but I'm just trying to give some examples. You know, some type of hormone replacement therapy, it can actually cause weight gain. That's why this is confusing. So we're trying to say, look, let's balance things naturally. So doing a little bit of natural progesterone is something that is going to help. The other thing that I tell women to do every day, and this is the hardest thing, is I say you need 20 minutes a day to relax, focus, whether it's a little bit of prayer, whether it's meditation, a little bit of yoga, 20 minutes, that's all I'm asking. And that's been proven to relax your brain and your brainwave patterns and lower cortisol.
I think we need that more than ever in today's world.
We do. And things are starting to come around. But here's what the problem is. If I tell a woman to meditate, even if I put her in a room and lock the door, she can't stop thinking about, oh, my gosh, did I feed the dog that's earlier? Right. Oh, my gosh, what's my husband doing? What am I making for dinner? She can't stop thinking. So what we do is we recommend something called compressed relaxation. You can Google it online or whatever. We use some CDs. What it is it's a CD, or you can download it or whatever, and it uses sound wave therapy, or you can Google sound wave therapy, and it relaxes your brain waves. It's almost like it's relaxing music, but under the music, there's these little sound waves. It's nothing subliminal. It's nothing weird, anything like that. It's just music. And it actually will take your brain waves on an EEG pattern to go all the way from a beta to an alpha to a theta to a delta in 20 minutes.
You know, Renee and Dawn, if I can interrupt, can I ask you both if this has the same effect on you, but something about walking on the beach and listening to the pounding of the waves, you can feel your stress roll out with the waves. It is.
Yeah.
It just empties you of. You just feel so loose and happy, and I could walk for miles on the beach.
It's white noise that just settles.
Yes.
It's very. And the beach is one of those. I mean, I think there's something with the ions coming off, but it's nature. It's where you should be. Your feet are on the ground instead of in shoes. I mean, it's just. It's so natural. So, yes, that same feeling. And it's funny because the CD that we use, we have ocean waves in the background. Ah. So that's kind of the music. And then underneath, and a lot of them will have like the sound of a fountain, the sound of ocean waves. But yes, just to give your mind a little vacation. And when women do that, they go under, they come out. It's almost like they did yoga or they took a nap, and they feel so much better. Now I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make dinner for my husband and be in a good mood for my teenage kids when they come home, and I'm just going to, my whole night's going to be better because I took time for me. It's not selfish to take time for yourself. And that's the biggest lesson to women. It's very, very hard for women to do that because they're giving, giving, giving.
Do you recommend a certain time to do this, or do you allow women to do it according to their schedule?
Well, I believe me, I try to get them to do it whenever they can, but a good time. If let's say it's maybe a stay-home mom or something, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, actually 3 o'clock is the worst time for the body. You get tired. So if they can do it 3, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, maybe before dinner, so after their full day of work, but before their evening. You know, it's not like women are laying around all night. They got work, help the kids with the homework. They got to do their taxes. They got to clean up the house. So there's always work. So maybe right before the kids come home, right before your husband comes home, in there, or maybe, here's an idea, have the teenage kids clean up dinner.
Now
I got some good ideas. And maybe you go lay down, or have your husband maybe say, hey, honey, why don't you go lay down? I'll do this. And when mom comes out, she's in a better mood anyway, and she's taking care of everybody. see, a smart man knows that if you're in a good mood, right, it's going to set the tone for the whole house. And I've even had teenagers say, my mom's so much in a better mood now that she's working with you and doing all these healthy things. But the other idea is, if a woman's like, I can't, I'm a single mom, I come home from work and I have a 2-year-old child, I understand, I can't take time, what we have them do is we can have them actually do it as they fall asleep at night. It'll help them fall asleep in the evening. So that's the other thing that can really make a big difference and really calm and relax them.
They're the
two times. But taking that time. But here's the other thing that raises cortisol is caffeine. Things like simple sugars like sodas and caffeinated beverages will raise cortisol. And they will also cause imbalances, like I just mentioned, between estrogen and progesterone in your hormones. So if we can cut back on caffeine or just limit it or go with green tea instead of coffee, or there's so many red teas or white teas that don't have any caffeine in them, have a little tea time in the afternoon. Maybe if you have to have one caffeine in the morning, but then later in the day, have just plain tea.
Oh, interesting.
That sounds good. And how about exercise?
Exercise is very important, but here's the issue. Some exercises are so intense that they can actually raise cortisol levels. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying sit around your house and sit on the couch all day. We need to be active.
But is a basic 20-minute walk sufficient
on the beach?
Well, the beach is great because it's working your legs even more.
Brilliant.
But I am very much into walking or resistance, weight training, or yoga. You do not want to do real intense things like running, especially as we get older. Not only is it bad for the joints, but when you're in a linear, like you're running or you're on a Stairmaster and your breath is getting up, your body thinks, your brain thinks you're running away from something, and it raises the cortisol level. It actually scares the body. So it causes the imbalance to get worse. So for a woman that's over 40, if she's doing all this running to lose weight, it'll make the imbalance worse, and she won't be able to lose weight. So that's what we're addressing. We're addressing women that are saying, look, I'm trying. Most of my clients are, they're dieting, they're exercising, they know what to do, but it's not working. And until this imbalance gets balanced, until the stress goes down, those are the things that are going to make the biggest difference. So by cutting down on caffeine, that will cause it as well. But the exercise is very important to be active and move, but you don't want to do things that will cause cortisol to go up. Now, you know, what's funny is dancing, like Zumba, or just dancing around your house, maybe when you're doing the dishes. You don't have to go to a nightclub. You just do it in your house. You know, that type of movement brings a smile to your face. It's not linear. It's moving you in all different directions, and the body doesn't perceive it that you're running away from a lion or a bear, right? When you see a lion or a bear, you don't dance. I mean, maybe you could. Maybe that would just distract them,
dance.
Right?
That might be
an idea.
That might stress me out.
But usually, maybe the bear would run away from you. I don't know, the way some people dance. I don't know. But usually you run, and that's the thing, that's what that stress response is in the body. You either fight or you flee. Yes. So again, those other types, so yoga or, you know, like a little bit of calisthenics or some resistance training that builds our muscles, that's key to metabolism. Or like a little bit of dance or walking. You don't want to do really, really intense things. And as you get older, it doesn't help. But I think the biggest thing that's going to help that we do in our program is we lower or almost for a short term, we actually eliminate the processed flour items. Mm. So think about it. Breakfast. Well, I had some eggs and toast. Okay, what if we just got rid of the toast and put a piece of fruit in? Well, lunch, I have a sandwich and soup. All right, well, what if we just had the turkey and cheese and the soup and didn't have the wrap or the bread?
It sounds like sounds like you borrow a little bit from Atkins with the
definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. Right. Because the thing about Atkins, it's a really good diet because you know what it does? It lowers the cortisol level because it balances blood sugar. The only problem is when women get older, when they have this imbalance that we just talked about, dominance of estrogen, not enough progesterone, they can't even get into the ketogenic state, the fat-burning state that Atkins provides, causes. I mean, that's the issue with it. But for most men, Atkins works great. And the philosophy of Atkins is get rid of that sugar. You were never meant to have all that. Mm. So if we just start with getting rid of, we don't have to get rid of fruit or vegetables, but getting rid of the carbohydrates that are what I call flour carbohydrates, like the bread, the buns, the pasta, anything
the
that doesn't grow on a tree. Yes,
Tizzlers.
Of course, the edibles, and then the candy as well. So most women know, hey, I'm not going to eat chocolate or licorice, but they're thinking, well, what's wrong with a whole wheat piece of bread? What's wrong with a whole wheat muffin? But those types of things, most times, we'll cause spikes in blood sugar, and most times women have sensitivities to gluten that they don't even know about. So here's something fun you can do. If you're saying, well, I hate to get rid of all my starches, but I'm also wondering if I have a sensitivity to some of these things. You could sit down, take your pulse. I usually take it up at my neck and feel, okay, my pulse is 60 in a minute, 60 beats per minute. Eat the bread or eat whatever you think you might be sensitive to, because when you're sensitive to something, it'll make you gain weight. So it could be milk you're wondering about. It could be peanuts or peanut butter you're wondering about. It could be wheat bread. Those are the three popular ones. You eat the item, stay seated for a couple minutes, and then take your pulse again. If your pulse goes up 5 to 10 beats per minute from just sitting there, it shows that your nervous system is reacting. It doesn't like that food. So that's another thing we do with our program. We try to get you to stop eating things, not only sugar, but things that you might be sensitive to. And the funny thing is, whatever you crave, that's what you tend to be sensitive to. So if you're like, I love peanuts, I can't.
Oh,
say,
no.
Isn't that funny? I know.
Granted,
we can say that about sugar. Everybody craves sugar. But I definitely have some women that say, oh, I drink 5 glasses of milk a day. I don't know. I just can't not have milk. Or when I start eating peanut butter, I feel like I need it. That's the body, a lot of times, sending out, I'll use the words messengers or chemicals to calm you, because the damage that you're doing with that food is so bad. And all you remember is, oh, when I eat pizza, when I eat peanuts or when I drink milk, I feel calm. Well, it's because the body's trying to calm you because it's doing so much damage.
Okay.
So that's why we tend to like what's not good for us. Now, that doesn't hold case all the time, but that's a good thing to think about.
I think it's wonderful you have a center, the Be Balanced Hormone Weight Loss Center, that actually focuses on women and all of their concerns. You specialize in that, and you specialize in this health, weight loss, detoxification, and stress management. I think
things that doctors don't do. So I look at us, we're kind of between a health club, because a health club will tell you, hey, cut down on the junk and exercise more. And then between that and a doctor, will say, hey, here's a medication or here's a possible surgery, and you may not want to do that. We got to remember, doctors are practicing medicine. They're great, you know, if you need an operation or if you're in pain, that's great. But for chronic issues like mood and sleep and your weight, doctors aren't probably going to be the ones that have the answers. They're just going to say, well, why don't you try to take Prozac for your mood and Ambien for your sleep, and maybe there's
a
drug for...
quick fix, right.
Yeah, and if you want to do that, that's fine. But I'm finding women are resistant. They want to balance.
They want a natural, holistic way.
Yeah, they're just... And I think that's the way... It's really just going back to the way things should have been. And that's why I wrote the book. That's why we started the center. We're in Lancaster. We have one started in Harrisburg. That's why we're franchising, because we're getting into different areas. We'll be moving into Philadelphia soon, because women from all over. But for right now, what women can do, if they're wondering, hey, this is interesting, it's a lot of information, do I have an imbalance? How do I know? Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Dawn, but I recall that you are going to be in Philadelphia in February at some time?
Well, when you say be in Philadelphia, I'm saying that we're moving in there for the franchising. We're going in that, and then I think there might be a seminar, but I don't have the details on that right now. I think that might be on the website.
Okay. People find you? How can they...
Well, the website, I can give the website on there. It has more information, but it also has a little quick test that you can do to see if you have an imbalance. And it gives you a score. So then you say, you know what? I have headaches. I have hot flashes. I have this. I have that. I am a pretty severely deficient in progesterone. That's why I can't lose weight. And then there's more information there. So the website's real simple. It's Be Balanced, all one word, Be Balanced Centers, BeBalancedCenters.com. So if you look that up, or even if you just Google Be Balanced Centers, we'll come up, and then right on the first page, it'll say, take a free questionnaire. And that way it's educating these women to understand, like, do I have an imbalance? What's going on? There's some educational videos on hormones, me explaining more of this. There's information in my book there. But I was hoping today to really just give a foundation of, you're not crazy. There's something going on with your hormones. That's why you can't lose the weight, or that's why you don't feel your best.
You did. It was a wonderful foundation. I learned a lot. I did want to say that I know that Jen told me that there is a seminar on February 28th at the Crown Plaza on Street Road in Bucks County.
Yes. Anyone that's interested in helping women change their lives, which is what we're doing, because it's so fulfilling working every day and having the women come in and say, oh, my family life is better. I lost weight. I'm in these jeans. I get along with my kids better. My mood is, I'm off this medication. So that's what we're trying to do. And that's the, yes, that's my brother's in charge of that. And that's David Cotillo. He's the one that's in charge of the franchising. And that is a seminar. I didn't have that date in my head.
Nope,
so I was afraid
to. Talked to Jen and got that. And we're going to have a link at 1180WFYL.com. with that information that will link over to your website.
Oh, that's perfect. That is great. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. We thank you, Dawn Cotillo, owner of Be Balanced Hormone Weight Loss Centers, for coming today. And everyone, look for her book, The Hormone Shift. And we shall see you next month. So keep listening for our next very relevant topic that all of us can definitely relate to. So thank you so much, Dawn. We really appreciate having
you
today.
Thanks for having me, Renee, and Kim as well.
Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us for this portion of The Balanced Life with Renee Gable, President and Creative Director of InTouch Marketing Concepts, Strengthening Your Business Identity.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Walk to work, walk the dog, have the dog walk you, take a hike, take a bike, skate, dance, hop, jump, do the Humpty Hump, skip seconds, skip dessert, skip, skip, skip to Malou, don't skip breakfast, drink H2O, lower your sodium, raise the roof, shake your booty, stock up on vegetables, and don't forget to eat them. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.